Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello. Welcome to our show tonight. I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And tonight our topic is learning to love past the hurt. But before we get started, we'd like to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Our Father and our God, we are so thankful this evening, Father God, to be used once again in your service, Father God. We ask now, dear Heavenly Father, that you will speak to us, dear Heavenly Father, so that we may know your thoughts in your heart right now, dear Heavenly Father. So that we may just help or touch someone, Father God, in this hour. We ask you to be now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you. And again, our topic is learning to love past the hurt. We will be discussing how to begin the journey back toward learning how to operate in love as God has ordained us to do. God commands that we love one another and that we love each other as he loves us. When we think about how much God loves us, how much grace and mercy he gives us, we can be reminded to be more gracious and merciful to each other. No matter how we are treated by others, we are still responsible for our own actions toward them. It is not always easy to be the only Jesus a person sees, but it is our responsibility and most imperative that we operate in love. And tonight, we're coming out of the Message Bible. We're coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 27. And the word is, to you who are ready for the truth, I say this, love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer for that person. If someone stand there and take it, if someone grabs your shirt, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. If someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit for tat stuff. Live generously. And the word generously says providing more than the amount that is needed or normal. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that's the word of God.
For the people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen. Amen. And I chose this topic because I have been talking with a lot of ladies that are going through a lot of hurt and pain. And a lot of times when you're feeling hurt, it's hard to look past anything but that feeling. And in order for us to learn how to operate in love, we have to get past feelings. We have to get past the offense. We have to get past the past and be able to go back and be reminded that God has so much mercy for us and the things that we have done to ourselves and each other as humans. You know, this ministry is not just about marital relationships. It's about all relationships. And we can get hurt by any relationship. I was sharing with my husband earlier this month that I was still dealing with some hurt of my own that was done to me by a man of the cloth. And I was thinking about just trying to meditate on being able to get past that, because I know that it's something that I have to do, you know, because everybody knows that forgiveness is something that we do for ourselves, not necessarily for the other person, but we don't want to be walking around with all in our hearts. And I know that when I think about what happened, and then I think about added offenses and added offenses and added offenses, it builds up, and that's what makes it a little harder for us as human beings to get past what has happened. And what we have to learn how to do is be able to start forgiving people for what has been done and be reminded that we want to be forgiven. So who are we not to forgive? Other people. But when we continuously think about that person in the light of the offense instead of in the love of God and see the good, because God tells us to see the good in everybody. And when we don't pull up the good, then and all the thing that we're pulling up is the offense, then we continue not being able to operate in love. Amen.
If you go back to what you were speaking about on the Lord's Prayer about the debt, the debt and the debtor, you know, we have a tendency to feel that we owe, you know, or something is owed to us, you know, in light of that offense. I recently came into some realization of some things that I have done in my past that I finally have to find myself being confronted with, that, you know, it's really put me to the test. And it's hard to deal with because it's dealing with my child, and felt some feelings that was really devastating, you know. Something that my child had held for a lot of years, and I know it had caused some damage, but I didn't know just how much. And when it all came to the surface, you know, and it's trying to deal with it now, it's very difficult. But I have to look at my father and how he deals with me, you know, and how his love and grace and mercy has sustained me over the years. And I have to draw from that in order to be able to deal with what I'm dealing with right now. So it's difficult, but at the same time, it's an opportunity for us to grow. And I'm leaning and depending on the Lord to help me through this, help us through this. And just praying for restoration, for him to restore our relationship, for him to heal the wounds of the past, help us to move forward in the present, and praying that he bless our future, which I know he will. So I thank you for your prayers and your strength. It's hard, though, a lot of times when people do. I guess the hard thing about this for me is how all of these years feelings have been locked up, never expressed, always dealt with, you know. In our own power, but knowing that we don't really have the power to deal with stuff like that, you know. Emotionally, it's got to be a release. You know, it's like the teapot. You know, that pressure builds up. It's got to go somewhere, you know. And a lot of times it ends up in addiction and other abusive relationships and erratic behaviors. You know, the list can go on and on and on and on, you know. Mm-hmm. And even suicide, you know what I'm saying. And it's so incumbent upon us to really learn how to express our feelings, you know, even if it's anger, you know, we need to let it out. So because that's that escape mechanism that we have as human beings to keep us from coming to a barrier, you know what I'm saying? So I just thank God for whoever it was that, you know, had been helping my child deal with this situation and encouraged my child just to come to me and sit down and talk. And I know that took a lot of courage and a lot of strength. And it gives us hope, you know, for a much, much better relationship. I deal with it prayerfully. And I just ask for God's strength because, you know, the word said, we're weak, he is strong. And I need him, or I just need him. I can't describe. God of words how much I need him, you know, especially now with this on my heart. He said his grace is sufficient. So I'm just leaning on the Lord to help us through this. And it's so incumbent to get past that hurt, you know, especially years of hurt,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we compound that hurt with trying to suppress it and the escapism of liquor and drugs and anything else that we can think of to help take our minds off of what we're dealing with instead of confronting the issue and just letting it take its course, you know. It's something similar like to a lie, you know. We tell a lie to try to protect the other person, but we don't know how that person's going to react to whatever it is that we have to tell them. And we'll never know because we never give that person the opportunity by telling them the truth about whatever it is that needs to be said, you know. So by not letting that person deal with it, you really do them an injustice. You know, because now they've become a part of your life, unbeknownst to them. And when the truth does come out, more times than not, it's more devastating than it is to just go on and tell the truth. You know,
yeah.
So sometimes you have feelings you feel. Some kind of way that you can't really put your hand on it, can't really identify, you know. Not a good place, not a bad place, but it really ain't a place you want to be. It's really uncomfortable because you want things to be better. You know, you don't have any control over it, you know, so it's going to take some patience and even some long suffering in the process, but I'm just hopeful and prayerful and expecting all of the work with because of the God that I serve.
Amen.
And I know he is just and faithful, exceedingly abundantly above all I could ever ask or think as in any circumstance or situation. To God be the glory.
Amen. And God is, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he is. And just like I was telling you, you know, I know your heart is heavy. And part of that, you know, is forgiving yourself, you know, for what went on and getting a better understanding that this is truly a gift right now. This is a gift. Whenever we're able to face it, whatever it is, you know, especially when it's dealing with somebody that we really care a whole lot about, whenever we're able to bring it up and address the issue, name what the issue is, you know, then we can get to a solution. And like I was telling you before, most of the time, and I know that it has happened for me, replacing those memories with better memories is really what will help, especially with children, because what children identify it with as love is who gives them the most and who's the most fun, you know. It's not about money. It's time and it's quality time. You know, that means so much to a child. You know, just spending a little time with them, add another phone call, you know, showing up, you know, being visible and available, you know. And that's a lot of what's missing or what had been missing, you know, because kids are so unconditional and even as adults, you know, we talked about, you know, how even though we got taller, we still got the little girl inside, you know, got the little boy inside, you know, and these are the little children that the growth was stunned, the emotional growth was because of either lack of something or dramatic or traumatic events in life, you know. And when we come to be able to face that, and be able to look at it, because I remember when I had to do a night stay with my son, I told you about that, and he was 21 years old, and he told me, and I told him we had got evicted from our house because of my drug addiction, and he said, I wonder what happened to my toys. You know, he was a 21-year-old man. You know, and this was something that had happened prior, you know, some years ago, you know, And but the hurt that was on his face, but then there was some relief when he could say, okay, so now I know what happened. Because they need to understand our story. And a lot of times what can help you with any relationship is when you give yourself to somebody and let them know who you are and what your struggles are. When I can go back and tell them, you know, we have a saying in ENA where we say, I'm not responsible for my disease, but I am responsible for my recovery. Because the things that I have done on dope, you couldn't pay me to do, you know, with the sound mind that God gave me. You know what I'm saying? You know, and when we under different circumstances and events, because we the same children that fell up under circumstances and events with our own parents, it still has something to do with how you raise yours. You know, we was talking about how we don't know how to pull the family together, you know, because we just take it for granted. You know, I'll see you again later. You know, I'll call you later or we'll get together later. And we don't know how that feels to the other person until it happens to us. Then we can identify the feeling and say, my, you know. But when we start thinking about different ways that we can start putting relationships back together, because what we want to do to be able to move past the hurt is identify what the hurt was. What was the hurt? Was it distrust? Was it disappointment?
Definitely.
You know, what was the hurt? So when it's disappointment, then I know that I need to be accountable. There is a solution.
Keep
your appointment. You know, don't disappoint. Make the appointment, you know. And when you can show up, you know, because even though she's a grown woman now, she still wants her daddy. She still wants her daddy because she was still left where you left her at as a child, emotionally, you know. And I can relate to that. And I'm telling you that it's just a healing process when we start putting those different memories back there, you know, when we start getting that time that we wanted, we start getting that attention that we wanted, because that's why a lot of women go to older men or go into those relationships that are jacked up, you know, because they're still searching for something that they did not get from their own daddy. And we don't even know that that's really what the problem is until we seek professional help, you know, from somebody that can tell us and help us identify what it is, you know, that I got a daddy issue, you know, or I have an abandonment issue, or I have a, what you call it when people can't get close to other people. You know, when people had those defense mechanisms put up, you know, where they just not going to let anybody get close to them, afraid of hurt, that's fear, you know. And we know that God is not the author of those things. You know, God does not want that for us in our lives. And we have to be able to get the mindset, you know, because it is the transforming of the mind that helps us with our heart. You know, when I start thinking about things differently, that's why I say keep your head up. You know, and just make your goal list of this is what I'm going to do and stick to it and start rebuilding those things one at a time, just like when you and I started getting back together. You know, we dated again. You know, we touched again. We talked quietly to each other again. You know, we took the same little baby steps of getting over the hurt. You know, when the triggers come, because the triggers will come, you know, well, okay, now you're getting smart again, or now you're talking to me the same way, or, you know, something that you did gave me that same little feeling. I got to be able to gloss over that, you know, and with minimum concern, don't take it in my heart, you know, don't hold on to that little bit and spoil the moment, you know, and let that little bit go by so that we can keep moving forward, because as soon as I step back into that, and I'm going to take you backwards with me, then we got to start all over again. And who knows how many start all over again we got, you know, because sometimes somebody's going to get up and leave. Somebody's going to walk away. Somebody's going to stay gone. You know, we have to make sure that we are able to persevere through some stuff.
We serve God over a lot of chances.
Amen.
And especially in our relationships that we have that are so close, you know, that are birthed out of our own being, you know what I'm saying, you know, our children and things of that nature. And it really hurt me to know that, you know, that my child felt disappointment in me, you know, and she had long because she told me, you know, that I'm a daddy's girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that broke me down right there.
Yeah.
You know, she said that she remembered how I was when she was a little girl, you know. And she longed for that closeness because I did pay her that attention, you know, everywhere. And, you know, it's, you know, I saw about her. I took care of her, you know what I'm saying? But once, after the divorce, things changed, you know. And I still try to maintain the relationship, but it was sporadic at best. You know, once she got grown and started working, we just kind of fell apart. I try to keep the lines of communication open, but at the same time, I try to respect her, you know, her space and whatnot. And I guess I didn't pay much attention to it since I should have.
Well, I'm going to help you with that because since I've been knowing you, you have not been the you getting a little better with that, but you have not been the type of person to reach out. You know,
I read something more than you realize I did.
Okay, because I remember having a conversation with you. Remember, I was telling you, you said that she didn't call, and I was like, call her.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be the one putting up the effort.
And I initiated it more than I think you realized I did. Okay. And that was part of my complaint at the time, that I wasn't getting response back.
And sometimes that hurts, and people give up, too.
Because my prayer was always, you know, for the restoration of our relationship, because I thought about my relationship with my parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even with my siblings, you know, that we're not as close as I feel that we should be. We're a lot closer than we used to be, but, you know, still that those type of relationships can always be better, even if they're long-distance relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a tendency to go so long without even reaching out to each other just to say hello, how you doing, what's going on, you know. You got nieces and nephews that you have no idea what they're going through, how they doing and stuff,
or who they are.
Or who they really are, you know what
I'm saying? My mom told me, she said, you need to find out who your kin people are so you won't end up sleeping with them.
Yeah. And that happens. You know?
Yeah.
So it's so incumbent upon us to keep those family ties close. And, you know, when I think that's a lot of my, you know, and I did feel some condemnation behind all of this because I felt that I had really, you know, well, I mean, that word disappointment took on a whole new meaning
mm-hmm.
when I heard it come out of her mouth. And like a dagger in my heart, and you know, the tears on top of that, and you know, just seeing the state that she was in, you know, I'm like, look at my baby, you know, and I haven't been here for, you know, and I think that reality hit me, you know, seeing how much she really needed me, so that was. Reality moment that we haven't shook my world. Make sure that never happens again.
Amen.
So I just thank God, you know, for bringing us together to face that together. You know, we pray together. But you know, that always means a lot to people. And but prayer changes things. Still dealing with some issues in my heart, but like, you know, I can do all things with Christ Jesus. I know I got you by my side to help me navigate through my feelings and emotions. So, I said, just buckle up for the ride.
Yeah, buckle up for the ride. Because it's really going to be a good ride. And you got to look at it, you know, as moving forward. You know, and if you keep moving forward, you know, think about the tears, you know, think about the way that things, you're going to make smiles come now. You know, think about the happiness that you're going to bring, you know, especially when you make that lasagna and that peach cobbler, you know, and just think about replacing those sad memories or just feelings of disappointment, you know, with happiness, you know, with expectation and excitement, you know, because all of those things, if it can happen, I know if it can happen for us, it can happen for y'all. You know, and I know that if it can happen for you and my son, it can definitely happen for you and your child, you know, because even with all the stuff that we went through, you know, you had to develop a better relationship with William, you know. So it's something that we look forward to, and you know that I am a praying woman. I have been praying for you, and I will continue to pray for you, pray reunification, restoration, you know, peace, love, joy, you know, and that bond, you know, I pray that that bond be recreated, you know, and that you be able to have that type of relationship that even you want, you know, because even though she brought the conversation, no, you want the same thing, you know, you want the same thing, you know, and both of y'all, because that's the fruit of your loins, you know, y'all just alike. You know, you have to think about that because some of the same feeling that you were going through, she was going through some of the same feeling, you know. Well, he ain't called this week, I'm not going to call either. She ain't called this week, I don't know what's going on, you know. And when we start getting together and learning a little bit more about each other, because now you got to learn the grown woman. You know the child, but now you got to learn the grown woman, you know. It's going to be a powerful journey for you, and I'm really happy that you're on it because I know that that's important with that being your only biological child, you know. I know that that's very important, and I hope that that bond can be strengthened in such a way that even her and I can get close, you know.
Amen.
Because
that's something else I want to.
That would be icing on the cake for me.
You are that better part of me, and I would love for y'all to be able to talk, because I think that you can help her in the healing process because you know me, you know, as the person I am today, you know, as opposed to who I used to be, you know, and with this love, while, you know, I have deeper feelings, you know, I care for things a lot different than I used to.
Yes, you
do. And my approach on life is a lot different as far as my relationships are concerned. And
thank
I thank God,
you.
God for that because he is a major part in that, you know, other than going on my mind. So to God be the glory.
God be the glory.
And we'll just continue in his love and his grace and his mercy.
Amen. Yeah, amen. And once again, I just want to say that I really enjoyed
thank you for the topic. It's a healing process, and this is part of that healing. And God knows what we need when we need it.
God
came and asked
good.
Me about the topic, but it couldn't have been a more perfect topic for tonight.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
And I thank God for you. And we will continue to pray. And right now, we're going to pray out.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we give thanks and praise right now for the process of healing. We know that it is just that, a process, Father God. But the balm of Gilead, Father God, that
thank
flows
God.
Straight from the throne room of heaven, is even now flowing on us, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, that washes away all unrighteousness, Father God. And we thank you so much for that grand sacrifice for us, where you showed us your love, just how much you love us. And this is our prayer, Father God, for restoration, Father God. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, for the sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And we'd like to thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope that you will join us again. Just remember that no matter what the problem is, no matter what the situation is,
the lesson is always love.
Always love.
Amen.
Always.